Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, I'm not happy. I'm not happy at all. Obviously, every year our goal is to, win as many games as we can and hopefully make the playoff roster or playoff pitcher, and then obviously, make that push into the World Series. And it's another year I'm with the club, and we had a great team going into camp, and we held each other at the highest standard. And a playoff pitcher is something that we all agreed on and wanted to accomplish. And for us to not accomplish that, like I said, I don't care about personal stats or accolades or accomplishments or any of that. I mean, I care about us winning ball games, us getting to the postseason, and us winning a World Series. So me personally, I'm not too happy. I probably won't, sleep well over the offseason. And we're going back to the drawing board and trying to figure out what it needs to take to get to the playoffs.
You can look at all the raw numbers and study the analytics as much as you want, but winning or losing baseball games usually comes down to taking care of all the little things, the details, to help you get a victory. Pete Alonso felt that the Mets came up short on quite a few days in that category.
For me, I think the most important thing is that championships, I feel like championships are a culmination of all the little things done right throughout the course of a year. And I feel like that this 60 game season, I mean, it's a tough one. Every out, every run scored meant so much more. And I feel like that there were times where I feel like we should have capitalized and didn't, whether it be offensively, defensively, but that's the way she goes sometimes. And it's unfortunate, but I think championships aren't won on the last – they're not won on the last out of the season. They're won collectively throughout all the days and paying all the details being all the details are paid attention to, and all the little things are done right collectively and throughout the sample size of the season. And I feel like that for the most part we were good, but we just need to be more meticulous as a whole, learn from that, and move forward.
Jacob deGrom will not garner a third straight Cy Young Award. It still, though, was a stellar season for the back-to-back Cy Young winner, a 2.38 ERA, 104 strikeouts, a 190 batting average against. But pitching at a high level and not making the playoffs, that leaves a sour taste in deGrom's mouth.
I don't know if my thoughts were, yay, we're going to have an expanded playoffs. I think the goal is to win our division. That was my goal personally. I think if you ask everybody in there, that was the goal, to go out and win the division. We weren't able to do that. So, on the second part of that question, where eight teams go and we didn't make it, that's pretty frustrating. I think the level of disappointment is very high.
Jacob deGrom right there, Pete Alonso, and Dom Smith.